105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities say it could be days before everyone's allowed back into their apartments at a Bethesda high-rise where a fire Saturday displaced as many as 1,500 people. Most of that building on Pook's Hill Road is still without electricity and water after the Saturday morning fire in an electrical room. In the meantime, the Red Cross has set up a shelter for those who have nowhere else to go. Two people were killed and a third seriously wounded in a shooting last night at a park in Alexandria. Police are looking for suspects and the motive, but they say there is no threat to the public. The shootings happened around 8:45 last night in All Veterans Park. Prince George's County police are trying to identify whoever posted threats on social media over the weekend, apparently targeting students at a high school in Greenbelt. Although the threats didn't mention the school by name, the messages were sent to students at Eleanor Roosevelt High School, where security today is being stepped up. More reliable wireless phone service means more cell phone towers and antennas, and they have to be placed somewhere. So tonight, Montgomery County residents will have a chance to weigh in.
The Montgomery County Council will be talking about changing zoning rules to allow for more cell towers to be put up on streetlights and lower height buildings. The county's Mitsuko Herrera says among the things that will be discussed,
having equipment that would be painted the same color. We also put changes in there so that equipment could be deployed on more single-story buildings like neighborhood banks as a way to find other alternatives.
Tonight's meeting is at 7 at the County Council Office Building and will also be broadcast on the county's cable channel. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In a few years, you may be able to get from D.C. to Baltimore in 15 minutes on a high-speed maglev train.
Baltimore-Washington Rapid Rail is looking at three possible mostly underground routes for the maglev train along Amtrak's Penn Corridor and the BW Parkway, either east or west. Project Director David Henley says the most preferable option
is the least harmful to communities,
but still get people between D.C. and Baltimore in 15 minutes. The last two in a series of public meetings on the maglev are tomorrow and Wednesday. So far, people have been asking questions like,
are you going to take my house? What is this going to do for my county?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A former Army Special Forces combat medic will receive the Medal of Honor today.
The president is expected to award the Congressional Medal of Honor to a Vietnam veteran who was credited with saving the lives of 60 personnel during 4 days of intense fighting in 1970.
Correspondent Joe Johns. It'll be months before civilians can begin to go back to Raqqa, Syria. That's how devastating the destruction is in the city just liberated from ISIS.
The civilian population now by and large languishing in overcrowded refugee camps, and among them very little celebration at the liberation of their city because of the price they had to pay for it. Everybody who we spoke to knows someone who has died, whether it's a relative, a loved one, or a friend.
Correspondent Arwa Damon. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,329. The Nasdaq at 66.29. Sports: the Redskins aim to improve to 4-2 tonight in Philadelphia. WMAL's broadcast starts at 7:30 tonight. Elsewhere, the Cowboys win, the Giants lose, the Ravens lose. The late game goes to New England. NBA: the Wizards take on the Nuggets tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick.
Depend on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, asking you to join the rent-a-state revolution right now. Whether you own one rental property or hundreds, America's number one property manager can help you worry less and make more. Rent-A-State with Renter's Warehouse means leasing your house for maximum rental income and retirement security. It means earning easy cash flow and equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Today, there's almost no reason not to own rental property, and here's why. It's fast. It only takes a few weeks for Renter's Warehouse to find you quality, employed, and responsible renters who will care for your home just like you. There's a warranty. Renter's Warehouse will warranty every single tenant they place. That's why it's called worry-free renting. Call a Renter's Warehouse advisor now at 202-897-2822 to learn more about the rent-a-state revolution and ask for a free book. Or just go to renterswarehouse.com to get your free on-site home rental price analysis. That's renterswarehouse.com, 202-897-2822. Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, some issues in the district. Anacostia Freeway northbound at East Capitol Street. There is a crash with police on the scene. Inbound New York Avenue right near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Another accident. Police there as well. 7th Street at New York Avenue. A crash with police there too. Route 50 eastbound, the off-ramp to West Street. A vehicle fire reported. 95 southbound of Franconia Springfield Parkway, a crash on the shoulder. 95 northbound at Stafford, a crash moved to the shoulder as well. The Beltway's inner loop from 95-395 to I-66. 20 minutes your travel time. 395 southbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to the Pentagon. It's bumper to bumper with a 10-minute commute. Mass Transit moving along pretty well. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather on the move. Showers, thunderstorms in here as we head on through mainly the nighttime hours tonight. Thickening clouds, but a dry morning. Mostly cloudy this afternoon. Slight chance of a shower, 75. Quite breezy tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely, 65. Chance of a morning shower, then sun and clouds tomorrow, 73. I'm Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Stafford, 59 in Silver Spring, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. U.S.-backed forces take back Syria's largest oil field from ISIS. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning. Joining us in half an hour at 8:35 will be Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is the chair of the RNC. We'll discuss the Virginia gubernatorial election and tax reform with her. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais. Good morning.
Good morning. So this conversation that got kicked off last week by Congresswoman Frederica Wilson. This notion, remember, she's sitting in the car on her way to the Miami airport to receive the body of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson. She's with the widow, Maisha Johnson. Over here is this conversation in which the President of the United States said that he knew what he was signing up for, but I guess it still hurts. She shares that with the press. It's interpreted as the worst possible thing a president's ever said to anyone. And the president's made to sound like a heartless idiot. By a Democratic detractor. And again, the press sort of credulously ran with it until it was all put to bed, I thought, last week by Chief of Staff John Kelly, who came out and referred to Congresswoman Wilson as an empty barrel, which, by the way, is a racist thing, according to Frederica Wilson, to say that she's an empty barrel.
Yeah, why even bother asking
Why bother
question?
Engaging
Just
on
why?
That question?
Why even ask the question?
Shakespeare used the phrase... Call it an empty vessel makes the most noise.
Well, see, that's their default. When they run out of facts or they can't, you know, they've run the gamut of emotions, they just throw down the race car. Well, you're racist.
The concept being if you have a room of barrels and they're filled with contents and you find the empty one, you rap on the side of it, it makes the most noise. Just so you know. Anyway, there's that. So Maisha Johnson, the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, has not spoken out in public until this morning. She was on Good Morning America this morning and was asked about all of this. And here's what she had to say.
What he said was...
The president.
Yes, the president said that he knew what he signed up for, but it hurts anyways. And it made me cry because I was very angry at the tone of his voice and how he said it. Like he couldn't remember my husband's name. The only way he remembered my husband's name because he told me he had my husband report in front of him. And that's when he actually said LaDavid. I heard him stumbling on trying to remember my husband's name. And that what hurt me the most, because if my husband is out here fighting for our country and he risks his life for our country, why can't you remember his name? And that what made me upset and cry even more, because my husband was an awesome soldier. He did what it take people, other soldiers, like 5 years to do in 3 years. So imagine if my husband was here now. It took my husband 3 years to make E5. It take other soldiers 5 to 6 years just to make an E5.
So, This is Maisha Johnson again, the Gold Star widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, speaking out for the first time this morning on Good Morning America, criticizing the president for not being able to memorize her husband's name and instead relying on the report that was in front of him. Again, this is the first time, by the way, we're hearing that he did actually use his name in that conversation by looking again at the report that was provided to him that he was that he had in front of him as he was speaking to her and offering his condolences. The other thing to know about this is that the president thinks very, very highly of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, according to his own account. The president was speaking with Maria Bartiromo this weekend, and during that interview, he spoke about how upset he was by Congresswoman Frederica Wilson's account of that phone call, especially given the heroism of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson. Here he is.
He is a man that felt it would be important for the country. He does it for the country. He's not doing it for what he wants. He does it for the country. This is a very unusual man. So when she made that statement, I thought it was sickening, actually.
All right. Well, the response is going to be to that as well. Of course, you know, now he's on the defensive, so he's had time to learn about my husband, and now he knows my husband's name, and so he's on the defensive, but that's not at all what the phone call was. This is basically a he said, she said. And the president's going to come out the loser in this because the left, as we've talked about earlier, is not interested in finding the truth. They're just not interested in it, so they're not going to search for it. This paints the president, as you said, as a bumbling idiot, and that's what they believe him to be. So that's how they're going to paint
him. I want to correct something here. I mentioned that was about Sergeant LaDavid Johnson. It wasn't. That was about John Kelly, the chief of staff. He was speaking highly of John Kelly in this case, in that Maria Bartiromo interview, because he got into a back and forth with Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, and that's what the president was talking about in that particular case. And, you know, there's a reason for that. Frederica Wilson was infuriated by the fact that Sergeant Kelly would obviously come out and call her an empty barrel and would also basically, you know, come out and just drop the hammer on her on Thursday for all of the allegations she's made all week. Well, that hasn't slowed her down. This is her talking about John Kelly over the weekend.
You know, John Kelly is almost, I guess you could say, he was a puppet of the president, and what he was trying to do was divert the attention away from the president onto me, and he basically just lied on me. And
I don't appreciate people lying on me either. What does that mean?
Yeah, you lie about someone. I'm not quite sure what lying on me means, but okay.
So she's upset. Now, for part of this is because of what he accounted for of a 2015 FBI building dedication. He said that she had stood up there and crowed about how much money she had gotten for that FBI building when video of the event shows that it was different, that there wasn't a mention of basically her securing funding. So there's some debate about what actually took place during that 2015 dedication.
Apparently, she was crowing about securing the name of the building, not the funding for the building. But again, whether it was about the funding of the building or the naming of the building, it was all about her. That was the point, I believe. And I can't speak for John Kelly, but I believe that's the point he was trying to make, was that this wasn't about the people. This was about her. And that's what this is, too. This is about her as well.
And let's go back to her core allegation that he's a puppet of the president. If anyone in that White House, first of all, doesn't have to be there and is there definitely of his own volition, definitely by will, and definitely for the benefit of the country, other than the president of the United States, that man's name is John Kelly. John Kelly doesn't get thrown out into a press briefing and say, go cover for me. Did you watch that press conference, Frederica Wilson? Did you get the impression that he was reading from a script from the president of the United States or his advisors? No one in that White House understands what it meant to be a Gold Star father better than John Kelly, what it means to be a Gold Star family member better than John Kelly, what it means to have people die by your side, what it means to send a body back to the United States, to what it means to break the heart of family members as they find out the news. All of those things, no one in the White House could even think to ask John Kelly to address. It was John Kelly's decision to go out there. It was John Kelly's words that we heard, and it was John Kelly's words that had an impact on the country last week. And I would take a minute, Frederica Wilson, and watch, or take 18 minutes. Take the 18 minutes it took for John Kelly to deliver that message and watch it again. Because that's not being a puppet of anyone. That was John Kelly presenting his real views.
You're dealing with people, a segment of society, who revel in being victims and who wear victimhood as a badge of honor. And unfortunately, that's Frederica Wilson. She revels in being a victim.
Yeah, I wish she would just stick to wearing the cowboy hats.
Oh, she's going to. It is 8:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you. Anacostia Freeway northbound at East Capitol Street, there is a crash with police on the scene. 7th Street at New York Avenue, a crash. Police are there, too. Now, Route 50 eastbound, the off-ramp to West Street, there's a vehicle fire. And 95 in Virginia southbound at the Braconia Springfield Parkway, a crash on the shoulder. Brown Station Road approaching Old Marlboro Pike, a crash with police and a tow truck on the scene. Now, the outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the I-270 spur, it is a 40-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll start with partly cloudy skies. They're going to become more overcast as the day goes on, with a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. High of 75. Now tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Chance of rain 100%. Tomorrow, chance of a morning shower, then sun, some passing clouds with a high of 73. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 63 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their October special.
Hillary Clinton in the news.
She can't avoid
again.
It.
She can't. I don't. And sometimes she wants to be, and sometimes I don't think she wants
to
be.
Whatever happened? I mean, like, I thought there was a couple years ago. I realize this is a book tour, but like, at one point it was like, Hillary Clinton, what a rare interview. Now she's the Chuck Schumer of politicians. Wait. Well, anyway, she's running for cameras. That's the point. And anytime she can be in front of one these days, she is.
Yeah, so she went to England, much like Kathy Griffin, taking her tour down under. She has to go to Australia for an audience now. So Hillary Clinton has to go to England, because we've all had enough of Hillary Clinton. So she hit two TV shows, The Graham Norton Show and another show, The Late Late Show on Ireland's RTE1. So she went to England and Ireland.
Yes, The Great Late Late Show on
RTE1. She went to the wonderful United Kingdom. So while she's on the Graham Norton show, he asked her about the inauguration, and he asked her about going to the inaugural and what she thought about that and what that was like. And she admits, she says, I really tried to get out of going. I was not going to go. I was not going as the candidate or as the opponent, but I was going as the former first lady. And Graham Norton's show is very irreverent and very, he gets people to say things that they normally wouldn't say. And I actually enjoy his show. But she explained that it's tradition for former presidents and first ladies to appear at an inauguration to show continuity of power and all of that and in the transition. And she said, so I called some of the other former presidents and first ladies and everything.
Yeah.
And she talked about trying to get out of it and how she called them and what her and Bill wound up doing.
I mean, it's
Shakespearean.
Right.
You went to the inauguration. That was because you were first lady, not because you're big nominee.
Right. And
there were two things running there. I'm not quite sure. There was something running out of, under that. So he asked her, you know, what was it going as the first lady? She said, well, we thought many, the others may not go too. Like, they may not go. So we called the Bushes. We called and the elder Bushes were in the hospital, which I think was legitimate. And then she started laughing. The Bushes being in the hospital, I don't think that's funny, but she started laughing. Maybe it was just a nervous laugh. And then she said, you know, they called George W., George and Laura, and then they were going. And he said, Jimmy Carter, they were going. So Bill and I looked at each other and said, well, guess we got to go. So they decided to go. And then she goes on to trash President Trump's speech. And she said it was so sad that it was not an outreach. That's what she thought it was going to be, as a speech to try to bring the country together.
I was so disappointed, really so sad that it wasn't an outreach. It was a narrowing and a hammering of what he had said before. And it's reported, so I put it in the book, it's reported that George W. Bush, as it ends, says, that was some weird...
And it was.
And all I'm going to say at the end of her interview with Graham Norton is, and that's why President Trump won. That's why we call him President Trump right now, because they still don't get it.
I wonder how many people are smiling when they listen to something like that. Because it's funny, you know, Trump supporters were so tickled that Hillary Clinton had to sit through that inauguration.
That was wonderful.
And, like, watches she had to watch President Trump put his hand on the Bible and, you know, and be sworn in as the President of the United States, and to give his inauguration speech. And the fact that she was ticked off by the speech is probably yet another reason why people are joyful about, the people who supported Trump would be joyful about, that he was elected President of the United States.
Am I the only person who sat there and just waited to see if she was going to show up? I didn't know ahead of time if she was going to. I knew she was supposed to, but I didn't know if she would. And I had to give her credit for at least showing up, because I don't know if I would have had the backbone to do that. So I just get the funny feeling Bill had her hogtied and brought out there, you know, and just before they went out, he let her go.
I think most people were distracted by George W. Bush trying to get his poncho on. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That was
plastic,
great.
That plastic poncho, he couldn't figure out where the head hole was. So he just spent like half the speech trying to figure out how to get into it.
That was awesome. Back to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, again, he's back making some comments. And he said regarding the Russians and stealing the election from Hillary, as she does allege, he said, I don't think there's any evidence that what the Russians did changed enough votes. He did an interview with the New York Times. And he said, yeah, I don't think that the Russians had anything to do with that. But he did say that he and former First Lady Rosalind disagree. He said, Rosie and I have a difference of opinion on that. And she said in this interview, they, meaning the Russians, obviously did.
Oh, my.
So she thinks they did. And former President Jimmy Carter going, I don't think there's any evidence that they even Jimmy Carter doesn't think we should be having a Russia investigation into a Trump collusion.
It's so crazy. I've been saying all morning, this is the time where the Democrats both start saying, well, he's old. He's going senile. So
he did say that.
You can't exactly trust what he says. Great guy, but you can't believe him.
Yeah. 822 at WMAL.
From getting well to living well, Innovation Health puts your health above all. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, we offer lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. Innovation Health is the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense, and they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.26% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.26%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, good morning. Southeast Southwest Freeway, westbound on the Francis Case Bridge. Watch out for some debris on the road. It is blocking the left lane. This traffic report sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Route 50 eastbound, the off-ramp to West Street, a vehicle fire. The Anacostia Freeway northbound at East Capitol Street, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Inbound, New York Avenue at 7th, an accident blocking the right lane. An accident, Randolph Road at Kemp Mill Road. Police and the fire department on the scene. And 95 southbound in Virginia at Franconia Springfield Parkway, a crash. It is on the shoulder, but police are there nonetheless. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Help Hotline, 1-800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the move, eventually some rain here, especially during the nighttime hours tonight. Will become cloudy by this afternoon, a southeast breeze. 75, showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Well, if you've been waiting for Hillary Clinton to be asked about the Uranium One scandal and the idea that the Russian government was meddling in all of that, trying to influence that deal through backroom bribery and all sorts of things. She was finally asked, actually, by C-SPAN over the weekend in a C-SPAN 2 Book TV segment. Here's her answer to the Uranium One scandal having anything to do with her.
Sean Hannity on his program has been very critical of the Uranium One deal. The president saying, with regard to Russia, that's the real story in all of this. What would you say to those critics?
I would say it's the same baloney they've been peddling for years, and there's been no credible evidence by anyone. In fact, it's been debunked repeatedly and will continue to be debunked. But here's what they're doing, and really, I have to give them credit. You know, Trump and his allies, including Fox News, are really experts at distraction and diversion. So the closer the investigation about real Russian ties between Trump associates and real Russians, as we heard Jeff Sessions finally admit to in his testimony the other day, the more they want to just throw mud on the wall, and I'm their favorite target, me and, you know, President Obama. We're the ones that they always like to put into the crosshairs.
Debunked, huh? I like how she's trying to will it into existence. It's debunked, okay? Everyone just accept that now. Was it debunked when the New York Times wrote this story in 2015? Cash flowed to Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal. Because that doesn't feel debunked. That feels like your paper of record, the New York Times, just threw one at you.
I just think Hillary is going to be answering a lot of questions probably in the next couple of years. At least it's my hope.
One can hope. 828 here on WMAL.
In 10 years in office, Ralph Northam has never voted for a tax cut. And during Northam's time as lieutenant governor, Virginia fell into the bottom 10 states for economic growth. Virginia deserves better. That's why the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB, Virginia's largest small business organization, is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Northern Virginia's job creators know Gillespie will put our economy back on top. Ed Gillespie, endorsed by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB.
Virginia's top personal income tax rate kicks in at $17,000 a year. Ralph Northam thinks that makes you rich. Maybe that's why he's never voted for a tax cut. My plan cuts taxes for all Virginians, increasing take-home pay for the average family by nearly $1,300 and creating 53,000 good-paying jobs. With a stronger economy, we can invest more in our schools and increase teacher pay. I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the RNC chair, and we'll talk to her about the Virginia gubernatorial election that's coming up. It is now 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Gold Star widow Maisha Johnson is speaking publicly for the first time about the controversy over the president's choice of words in his condolence call to her. This morning on ABC's Good Morning America, Johnson confirmed what Congresswoman Frederica Wilson has been saying.
Master Sergeant Neal, me, my aunt, my uncle, and the driver, and Ms. Wilson in a car. The phone was on speakerphone. Why would we fabricate something like that?
Is there anything you'd like to say to the president now?
No. I don't have nothing to say to him.
Alexandria police are looking for suspects and a motive in the shootings of three people in a park last night. Two of those people died. The third was seriously wounded. A weekend fire in a Bethesda high-rise means hundreds of people may not be able to go home for days. Most of the building on Pooks Hill Road still has no electricity or water after that Saturday morning fire. There were a few more protests yesterday during NFL games.
Several San Francisco 49ers knelt while Dallas defensive lineman David Irving raised his fist. Three Miami Dolphins players stayed in the locker room while seven Seattle Seahawks remained on the bench during the anthem. And there's a different protest tonight when the Washington Redskins play the Philadelphia Eagles. It's over the Redskins' name, not the anthem, where a rally called We Are a People, Not Your Mascot is expected.
Correspondent Pat Piper checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,329, the NASDAQ at 66,29. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Redskins meet the Eagles on the road tonight. WMAL's broadcast starts at 7:30. Sunday action, the Giants lose, the Cowboys win, the Ravens lose. The late game goes to the Patriots. NBA, the Wizards are in Denver tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114 or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now, we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Outbound New York Avenue at 7th. We have an accident blocking the right lane, the southeast-southwest freeway westbound on the Francis Case Bridge. Watch out. Still debris on the road blocking the left lane. Randolph Road at Kemp Mill Road, there is a crash. Police and the fire department are there, too. The old Gunpowder Road area at Powder Mill Road, there's an accident with police on the scene. 95 southbound at the Franconia-Springfield Parkway, a crash on the shoulder. As far as the Beltway is concerned, the inner loop from 66 to the American Legion Bridge, it's a slow 15-16 minute commute. The outer loop from 95 to the I-270 spur, 39 minutes your travel time. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the move, above average temperatures continuing, becoming cloudy as we go through today with sunshine being streamed through the high clouds this morning. Slight chance of a shower with a cloudy sky this afternoon. 75, a gusty breeze tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely 65. Tomorrow, chance of a morning shower, then sun and cloud 73. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Centerville, 58 in Kensington, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese, and joining us right now is Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is the RNC chair. Ronna, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. So glad to have you.
Good morning. Always great to be here.
Wanted to talk to you about a piece running today on the AP that is saying that in Trump country in Virginia, the Trump country, you know, the southwestern part of the state where they were really, really down for Trump, not so much for Ed Gillespie. And some people are saying who were interviewed, we don't know anything about him. So not as enthusiastic. And I think he needs those Trump supporters in order to win.
Yeah, we've seen kind of the opposite as we've been tracking our voter data and our polling. And in those areas, the RNC is heavily invested in the Virginia race. We've knocked a million and a half doors. We've had 680,000 calls. We've got 1,700 volunteers. So we're seeing a lot of enthusiasm. And we actually are seeing Ed doing better and better every single day. But, of course, you're right. Those outstate voters are going to be critical. And we're going to need them to turn out for Ed if he's going to win that governor's race.
It seems like both Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam have an interesting problem here. They just need people to get to know who they are, because even in Ralph Northam's case, he's the lieutenant governor of the state, and his name ID is, like, ridiculously low. It's like, people are like, who? Ralph Northam? Yeah, let me tell you about this guy. He runs your state. So you've got Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam trying to convince people to support them. I'm struck by what's going on in the press right now, which is they're pointing out, and I've seen several pieces to this effect. Politico headline, close Virginia governor poll set Democratic nerves on edge. Washington Post headline yesterday, national Democrats are jittery about Virginia governor's race. It seems to me that Democrats are at least laying the groundwork right now that they want to downplay their expectations in order to try and get this across the finish line. How do you view it?
Yeah, I think they're trying to ramp up enthusiasm and interest in this race. And as you mentioned, Ralph Northam is somebody nobody knows. And he's been lieutenant governor. And there's a reason why nobody knows him, because he's done nothing. He's done nothing for the state of Virginia. This is a classic politician who is running for office because he wants to hit that next rung on the ladder and be governor. Ed Gillespie is running hard. He's having events across the state. He wants to be governor because he wants to help the people of Virginia and put in good policies. So I think the Democrats are a little concerned because they have a candidate who's not resonating with their base, and they're trying to gin up that energy.
Did Ed Gillespie maybe make a mistake here, a misstep, by not aligning himself more with Trump? He kind of tried to straddle the line.
Ed's campaigned with the vice president. He's had events across the state. The president tweeted out support for him. And I think you'll see more and more interest in that race as we get in the final stretch. But Ed's absolutely supportive of a White House that's going to be working on behalf of Virginia.
So what about President Obama coming to town last week? He comes to Virginia a couple days ago and campaigns for Ralph Northam. Does that have the RNC worried that Obama's out in that race?
Yeah, I think it shows that Ralph is having some enthusiasm issues and he's trying to tap into President Obama. Listen, I was Michigan chair during the last election. I saw President Obama come into our state to try and help Hillary Clinton, and it didn't work. It's about the candidates. And Virginia voters are smart. They're going to look at the two candidates running for governor, and they're going to see one who hasn't done very much when he's had that office of lieutenant governor, and another who's working hard, who's focusing on the people of Virginia, and Ed Gillespie.
Talk a little bit about fundraising. I know the RNC has had some good numbers lately. Interested to find out what they are.
Yeah, we've had record fundraising at the RNC for a post-presidential year. We just passed the $100 million mark, $104 million. Even more importantly, we're investing in the ground game. We have 80 staff on the ground in Virginia. We're in 17 states. We're already gearing up for 2018. The Democrats right now have $7 million cash on hand. We have $44 million cash on hand, and they have $3 million in debt, and we have zero debt. So essentially, we have 11 times more cash on hand than the DNC, which puts us in a great place to put the resources on the ground to build the infrastructure to win in the midterm.
What's the biggest thing that drives the small donations? Like, what practically, what's the thing that gets all of these donors to come into the RNC?
Well, the president's been incredibly helpful with the RNC and put his name on our fundraising emails, and the enthusiasm for him is very strong. They want to see his agenda enacted. Small dollar donors do. They want to see Congress get the things done that they ran on, and we're seeing that at the RNC, and then our major donors have done well as well.
How much money are you putting into the Virginia race?
Well, right now we're at $3 million. We'll probably maybe be north of that, I would guess, by the end. But we're investing everything we have to win that seat. We want to win that governor's race. It's important. It's important for the people of Virginia to have a good governor that's focusing on bringing jobs and increasing wages and focused on the people of Virginia and not on that next rung of his political career.
I wanted to, since we're talking about money, just talk quickly here about tax reform. We hear a lot of different things about what is going to be in it, what's not going to be in it, being able to deduct state and local taxes, the idea of messing with 401ks and putting a cap as to how much you can put in there. None of those things sound like they would be popular with the middle class that President Trump says he wants to help. How can they give tax cuts and at the same time not run up the deficit?
Yeah, they're focusing on, obviously, the middle class tax cut. That's what the president has talked about. I think one of the things that doesn't get mentioned is doubling the standard deduction and then closing some of the loopholes. So by doubling the standard deduction, a lot of people are going to take home more pay. And then increasing that bracket, that 10% bracket to 12%, and then the rest being a zero income tax bracket. So we'll see what the final details are. I think it's still being carved out, obviously. Republicans recognize that wages have stagnated for many of the middle class in this country under the anemic Obama economy. People have not seen their paychecks increase. Their premiums on health care have doubled. They're really looking for relief. And I think it's important to give people more money to take home, to give to their families, and to invest in the things that they believe in, and not send it to Washington, who I don't think is as efficient with those dollars as they could be.
Well, as you can tell based on this conversation, Ronna Romney McDaniel has a lot of different things to deal with, and we're grateful that you told us about all of them this morning. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
And all right, chat with you soon.
It is 844 on WMAL.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
If you think about taxes and fees, the two main erosion factors for most people's assets, then anything that we can do to eliminate or reduce taxes and fees along the way is going to help you either generate more income or add more certainty to your assets that will last for the entire duration of your retirement.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
45 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you. New York Avenue outbound at 7th Street Northwest. There's a crash. The right lane is blocked. Police are there. The Anacostia Freeway northbound at East Capitol Street, a crash there as well, and the police are there too. 95 southbound at the Franconia Springfield Parkway. Watch out for a collision. It's on the shoulder. Police are there. And the Southeast Southwest Freeway westbound, let's not forget this. On the Francis Case Bridge, we have debris on the road. Hasn't been cleared yet. It is still blocking the left lane. As for the Beltway's outer loop, at New Hampshire Avenue, a crash. Two left lanes are blocked. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 198 and the Beltway, a 26-minute travel time. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, 35 minutes your travel time. No problems with mass transit. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL for the channel forecast.
It's going to be a cloudy day, becoming more overcast towards the afternoon. A slight chance of a rain shower, high 75. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms, chance of rain 100%, and then tomorrow, chance of a morning shower. Then we'll see some sun, some clouds, high as 73, and currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 846 on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
He did the Monster Mash. The Monster
Mash. Halloween is coming. There's so many great Halloween stories. There's a there's a dentist in New Jersey, and this dentist, Dr. Robin Lucas. So I don't know if Robin is. Oh, she. It is a she. Kids can come and trade their bags of Halloween candy and get $5 and a toothbrush in exchange. If you want to go around, collect all the candy and do all that work, and then come home and sort it, as every kid does, sorts the candy, right, into the stuff you don't like, the stuff you're willing to trade. And my mother also had to get, we had to donate thing. We had to give to the kids in the hospital who couldn't trick or treat.
Okay, that's nice.
So we had to do that. We had to donate, and it couldn't just be stuff we didn't want. So you go home and you sort your candy. I'm going to go take it to a dentist to get $5 and a toothbrush. What kid's going to do that?
I would trade the candy I don't want to her. I'd make, like all the Mary Janes in the bottom of your bag.
I like the Mary
Janes. You like the Mary Janes?
Not big on the licorice.
Okay, well then you have a bag of licorice. I have a bag of Mary Janes. We'll get a quick $5 and a toothbrush and we'll get the hell out of there. But you know something? This is actually trading disappointment for joy. It's like you bring your bag of candy and they just give you, like, disappointment.
But $5?
It's a steal for her. She's buying discount candy, which she can turn around and resell.
What are you going to do with it?
It's a scam.
There was we had, you know, every kid who's worth their salt has their path, you know, where they're going to go trick-or-treating, you know, laid out. You always go to the neighborhoods where the houses are closer together so that you can run across the lawns. I mean, you got to get more bang for your buck. You only have so much time. There was one house in this one neighborhood where there was a dentist, and this dentist handed out a little tube of toothpaste and a toothbrush for Halloween. Nobody ever went to their house, ever. We always know, you can skip that one. It's the dentist. Nobody ever went to the dentist.
This is an important question. Are you a, if there's a basket of candy sitting out by itself and it says, please take one, where are you on the honor system on this?
I am a big fan of the honor system, and but I don't know anybody who ever did that when I was a kid. I may be forced to do that this year because I have to go to bed so early.
Well, your Halloween night is going to end quickly, whether or not you're there.
Right, because somebody's just going to come and take all the candy, right? I know that. I know. It's going to happen.
Anyway.
Don't ring the doorbell. Take candy.
Right, stop by Mary's house this Halloween early and get the early bird
special.
That's
right. You got to be there early.
Also, we've got colleges. You know, of course, colleges now have to deal with Halloween in addition to all of the other nonsense they have to deal with. They're warning people across the country that not to culturally appropriate. Remember, this Halloween, we're a culture, not a costume. That's what they're saying at Towson University in Maryland, for instance. The Center for Student Diversity is saying that, quote, Halloween costumes that are based on ethnic, racial, religious, gender, ability, and other cultural stereotypes are hurtful and reduce people's identities into caricatures. And then, oh, look, here's
so
some extra stuff.
Wait, what does that leave you for Halloween? Seriously, what does that, like a Casper, the Casper the Friendly Ghost Halloween, what does that leave you?
The ghost of Robert Byrd. Wait, you can't do
you
that.
You can't do that.
You're just being a white sheet. That's weird.
This is unbelievable.
The ghost of Robert Byrd. That would be an offensive Halloween costume.
So there's nothing. Again, liberals just sucking the joy out of everything they possibly can. Have you ever noticed that? Liberals see a holiday and go, wow, those people are having fun over there. Let's go over and suck the joy out of it. They're like vampires. They truly are. Awful.
Last thing in Maryland, speaking of that, Prince George's County, their haunted house has been ranked the top in Maryland. Can you believe that?
Laurel's House of Horrors rated the top haunted house by Fright Find, which is a thing, Fright Find. It's built inside of an abandoned movie theater, which was deserted several years ago in the Laurel Center Mall Shopping Center. So that's, yes. I think you should go.
This is a great date, by the way. You want to convince your girlfriend that you're the only one who can protect her? It's to take her through a haunted house. That's the trick.
Is that what you used?
She'll leap into your arms. 851 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
This might sound like an oxymoron, but there are foods you can eat to suppress your appetite. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. First things first, you should know that if you're trying to lose weight or keep it off, diet is going to be way more important than exercise. That said, how do you eat less and still feel satisfied? Well, nutritionist Lisa Dreher says Greek yogurt is a good bet because it's chock full of protein that's going to help keep you feel fuller and longer. So will avocados because they're high in healthy fats. Eating soup or a relatively plain salad before your meal can also be a good idea. There's lots of water in both of these that will fill your stomach, so you've got less room and less of a desire to eat more of your entree or dessert. Of course, the best thing to fill up on is water. And remember this, a lot of the times when we think we're hungry, we're really just thirsty. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today.
I wonder what you think.
This issue really, really riles me up.
What makes you guys right all the time?
You are spot on.
I agree with everything that last caller said.
That's correct.
Well, that's good to hear.
I have no problem with that.
Am I wrong to say?
Make your case. Make it proudly. Make it boldly.
Your show is unbelievably fabulous.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We just talk about it.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our two-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
If you think about taxes and fees, the two main erosion factors for most people's assets, then anything that we can do to eliminate or reduce taxes and fees along the way is going to help you either generate more income or add more certainty to your assets that will last for the entire duration of your retirement.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Art.
You too, Mary, and you too, Vince.
Thank you.
The Beltway's outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue, there's an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. This traffic report, sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. New York Avenue outbound at 7th. We're still dealing with a crash blocking the right lane. As for the Southeast-Southwest Freeway westbound on the Case Bridge, they have yet to clear that debris we've been talking about for the last half hour or so. And yes, it does continue to block the left lane. 95 southbound at the Franconia-Springfield Parkway, there's a crash. And 270 headed south from 370 to the Beltway, it is a 22-minute trip. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. 1-800-808-5181. 1-800-808-5181. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the move, eventually some rain here, especially during the nighttime hours tonight. Will become cloudy by this afternoon, a southeast breeze. 75 showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 63 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch, especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79, and with that you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Just because two people have similar Medicare coverage doesn't mean they pay the same amount. Take Bowling Pals Carl and Richard, for example. They have the exact same Medicare supplement, same doctor network, and same Part D prescription drug plan. But Carl's monthly supplement premium is a lot more affordable. He pays $400 a year less than Richard for the exact same benefits. That's because Carl compared his health insurance options side by side by calling 1-800-761-5522 and speaking to a licensed insurance agent at eHealth. Carl was able to find a more affordable Medicare supplement insurance plan from an insurance company he could trust. Why pay more than you have to? Call 1-800-761-5522 for your free, no-obligation, side-by-side Medicare plan comparison. Illustrative example. Savings not guaranteed. Not affiliated or endorsed by the government. This is a solicitation of insurance.
Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, asking you to join the rent estate revolution right now. Whether you own one rental property or hundreds, America's number one property manager can help you worry less and make more. Rent estate with Renter's Warehouse means leasing your house for maximum rental income and retirement security. It means earning easy cash flow and equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Today, there's almost no reason not to own rental property, and here's why. It's affordable. Renter's Warehouse will expertly manage your property 24/7 for a low flat monthly subscription of just $99 per month. It's easy. Renter's Warehouse management takes all the busy work off your plate. Stuff like rent collection, paperwork, inspections, midnight maintenance calls. Renter's Warehouse handles it all. And that's why it's called worry-free renting. Call a Renter's Warehouse advisor right now, 202-897-2822. You'll learn more about the rent estate revolution and ask for a free book. Or log on to renterswarehouse.com to get your free on-site home rental price analysis. That's renterswarehouse.com. Renterswarehouse.com.
Well, tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, we'll have Trevor Maddich, and we'll talk about the game against the Eagles tonight. Hopefully a win. We're going to be talking about another win for the Redskins and also fast tracking to get those budget cuts done.
Yeah,
hopefully.
We could be seconds away from tax cuts, Chris Plant. What do you think about that?
I wouldn't start counting the seconds just yet.
Okay,
but, you know, we could get the hourglass out anyway and start keeping tabs on some of that. Well, a great deal to get to today. NBC and MSNBC, all kinds of fake news all over the place. JFK files a protest for the NFL on Veterans Day weekend. A whole panoply of things.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and 8.